Happy Monday, one and all. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. Joining me on the phone once again on this Monday is Eric Carlson. He's the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, because on Mondays we like to talk business and things that are going on in the world of business locally. A good day to you, Eric.
Good day, Alan. How are you?
Very well, sir. We're catching you on your last day of vacation in Florida, so we appreciate your time. I know catching up with you on vacation can be problematic.
Oh, no, not a problem at all, because it turns out, as much as I might have liked the business news in Lexington, didn't stop during my week off.
And indeed. As a matter of fact, we'll start with, we have some fresh local housing numbers to talk about.
Yeah, LBAR came out last week with their reporting of sales in the Bluegrass region for the second quarter of 2014, and LBAR is the Lexington Bluegrass Association of Realtors, and they reported for the second quarter 4,700 sales around the region, totaling $811 million in sales total, and that's down actually about 1% on the number of sales from the same quarter in 2013, and the residential sales are actually down 1%. From the same time period in 2013, and that was actually 4,372 last year in residential sales, and now it's 4,309 sales this year in residential sales. And so it's also seen a slight drop in the median sale price for residentials from $143,000 in 2013 down to $142,000 this year. But while that's been going on, the market for townhouses and condos has seen a good uptick. There's a 22% increase in sales. The first half of 2014 saw a 22% increase in sales over the same period in 2013 for townhomes and condos, up to 391 from 321 total sales. But the overall time on market has also seen a 36% increase from 97 days to 132 days for the townhome condo sale market in 2014.
What do you read into these numbers?
Well, I think we've seen a lot of the communities around the country that really were affected by the downturn in 2008 have seen a big uptick recently, and we in Lexington weren't hit as much. And so while things aren't bad in the market, we aren't seeing the skyrocketing things that other places are, but that actually could be good for us because it means we don't have a bubble, or hopefully we don't have a bubble. But things have remained pretty constant, even though we did see some dark days in the end of the last decade.
We also have a new restaurant that is opening up in front of Southland Christian Church on Richmond Road. What do you know about that?
Yeah, that's Nuke's Eatery, and it's a fast casual chain which has a footprint largely in the SEC territories, and that, of course, is the Southeastern Conference of Sports, They currently have a total of 68 locations across 13 states, and the first Nuke's Eatery will be opening in November. They're on the Richmond Road site, and they anticipate another one over at Fayette Mall by the end of the year, and this is just the beginning for Kentucky as they expect to continue growing in the area and possibly more in Lexington as well, but time will tell on that.
And that corridor is going to be even more crowded now because you also have the Applebee's that's there.
Well, the Applebee's is there and has been managed to stay very strong in that location, as you may recall. In the previous decade, there were a number of restaurants that were going in and out of a building that sat on the footprint that Applebee's currently has. And since they tore down that building and built new for them, they seem to have been doing very, very well. And also the Richmond Road McDonald's, which is currently just outside New Circle Road, is moving to a building that's currently under construction in a site that I believe is adjacent to the Nuke's Eatery, also outside of the Southland Christian Church Richmond Road campus.
And that sound can only mean that we're going to talk a little bit about libations, too. West 6 Brewing has a new can of beer coming out.
Last weekend, thanks to the Alcohol, Tobacco, Tax, and Trade Bureau having to post can labels that any alcohol company wants to go ahead and use, news seeped out that West 6 was planning on canning their Pay It Forward Cocoa Porter, which won't be coming out until early September. But with the news slipping out through the TTB's website, West 6 went ahead and announced this week that they are, in fact, going to be canning their fourth beer that will be in permanent availability, and that is their porter, which, as it says in its title, Pay It Forward, is going to be having a charitable spin to it, as 50 cents of each six-pack that is bought will be staying in the communities where those six-packs are purchased. Whether it's Louisville, Northern Kentucky, Southwest Ohio, or Lexington, money will be going to nonprofits in those areas that will be rotated and chosen on a quarterly basis, according to West 6, and that will be done with input from fans of West 6.
All right. Well, time for me to raise a glass to you, Eric Carlson. Thanks again for joining us today on BizLex Chat.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.